I want to bring the message this morning out of 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, he was called of God to be an apostle. What he writes is from the Lord. It's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He writes this epistle to strangers scattered abroad. They were scattered abroad by afflictions over the gospel. You cannot believe the gospel, not the gospel, and not have some afflictions over it. Sooner or later, they will come. Our Lord suffered because of it, and so shall His servants, His disciples. He calls those scattered abroad elect. We don't know where or who the children of God are, but He does. For He chose them in Christ before the world was. Therefore, we preach the gospel wherever He opens the door, and He calls His sheep out by the gospel. Scripture says, He knoweth them that are His. Now, our election is according to God's foreknowledge. The reason for our election is only found in Him. As our Lord said, even so, Father, it seemed good in Thy sight. He foreknew us, those whom He foreknew, those whom He calls, those whom He saves. He foreknew us because He foreordained us. He also foreordained the means. God uses means, and here He says, through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. The Holy Spirit convinces of sin. He reveals Christ in you, and by His work in you, He creates faith and repentance in the heart. And the result of that, you believe the gospel. Without His sanctifying work in the inner man, no one would be saved, because it is not in us naturally to come to Christ. Christ said, you will not come to me that you might have life. He said, you love darkness rather than light, and Christ is light. And then He sprinkles the heart and the conscience with the blood of Christ. That's what gives you a clear conscience, is the blood of Christ. This is what gives us real peace, His blood. The sprinkling of His blood on the heart and on the conscience. And it's because of His blood and righteousness that the grace of God can come upon us. And we can enjoy peace with God. Peter gives the honor and praise where it is due. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His abundant mercy, He has begotten us again unto a lively hope. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Every man comes into this world, every woman comes into this world dead in trespasses and sins. Even every believer, before God saves him, is dead in trespasses and sins. We were like sheep gone astray. But the Father of Christ did something for us. He chose us in His Son. His Son redeemed us from the curse of the law. He died for us and rose again for our justification. And now we have a lively hope, a living hope in Jesus Christ. It's real. This is not a fairy tale. It is real. A real hope to everlasting life. To an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled. Whatever we inherit here is corruptible and will fade away. But our inheritance that we have in Christ is incorruptible and undefiled. There's no sin in it. Therefore, it fades not away. And it is right now reserved in heaven for you, for those who believe God, for His children. It is being kept for you. You cannot lose it, and no one can take it from you. For it is in heaven where moth and rust cannot corrupt and where thieves cannot break through and steal. And you, my friend, are kept for it. He says in verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. He will not let us go. He will keep us believing until faith gives way to sight. He has the power to keep us. And in this we rejoice, even though we have our seasons of trials and heaviness and heartaches. 16 times Peter mentions sufferings. Trials are going to come to every believer, as he said, if need be. And although it may not seem like it, they are for our good. They wean us from this world and make us depend on Him as we should. They teach us how frail we are, They make us run to Him for refuge. They make us grow up. And the end result is this. It might be found unto praise. That is it. That is faith. Faith might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. It may be found to be genuine. I want to know that I have faith now, not when life's over. And although we haven't seen Him, yet we love Him. And the reason is because He first loved us. And even though we still don't see Him, yet we believe Him. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the very thing we wait for, by faith, we shall have. And that is the salvation of our souls. We shall have it in Christ. And it is the same salvation that the prophets had an interest in and preached about. Their message and our message is concerning the same person, the Lord Jesus Christ. They spent their time searching the Scriptures to see what time these things would take place concerning Christ's sufferings and the glory that should follow. Anybody who has been given an interest in Christ desires to know more about Christ. He is our life. He is our all in all. He's our lesson and He's our teacher. He's everything to the believer. Now He says in verse 13, "Wherefore, seeing that we have been so highly favored of God and have so great a cloud of witnesses, we ought to be sober-minded." We ought to give our hearts and our minds to these things diligently. As Peter said in one place, make your calling and election sure. To live as obedient children, children who've been taught of God. As He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Live as one who has been redeemed from the curse. Because the one in whom we believe and serve is holy. He takes no pleasure in sin, but delights in righteousness. Even so ought His children. And if you call God your Father, the one who has no respect of persons, the one who judges righteously, to pass the time of your life here on this earth in reverent respect and fear of God, not a slavish fear of punishment, but a fear of awe and respect of Him. Let's not be foolish in our conduct and attitude is what He's saying. Let's adorn that gospel by which we are saved with a gracious spirit and attitude. Any other spirit is not of God. And Paul gives an even stronger proof for living godly and walking godly in this present evil world. You know that you were not redeemed with money, silver, and gold from your empty, your vain way of life which you received from your fathers. How important it is to us who have children to see to it that what we say about God, about Christ, and about men is right. And who we let them listen to is telling them the truth. Our children have received our sinful nature, but they don't have to receive sinful teaching. We need to guard against that. But Peter says, you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Money could not purchase us. It could not satisfy justice. No honor God's law. That would have been a bribe. But His blood can, and it has. His blood is precious because it's the blood of God. It's pure blood. He knew no sin. That can only be said of Jesus Christ. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, the torments of hell, by His precious blood. My friend, redemption is not something that our Lord attempted. It's something He accomplished. Now, He accomplished the redemption of a multitude of sinners, and every one of them is going to be saved. And this was not some last-minute decision or rescue attempt on God's part. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world. God the Father had already devised the way of our salvation before He created the world. But it wasn't until these last days that He's been plainly revealed to us. We know who the Redeemer is now, Jesus Christ. We don't have to search diligently like the prophets did to find out who it is. We know, for His Word tells us, it is His Son, Jesus Christ, and we are to believe Him. And it's by Him that we can even do that. Who by Him, it says, do believe in God. Faith is a gift of God, and it's in God. And man really does not believe in God until he believes and knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, seeing that your souls have been purified through the truth, being evident by your obedience, see that you truly love each other sincerely, demonstrating that new birth, which is also by Him, and by His Word, which is the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, which is different from that corruptible seed that was in your first birth. For nothing good could come out of that corruptible seed, that first birth. For all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man as the flower of grass. The flower blooms, but it withers, and it falls away. But God's Word, which is preached to you through the gospel, is forever and ever. My friends, we are redeemed. Those who are redeemed, those who are saved, are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ did not attempt to redeem, He redeemed. And He redeemed everyone the Father gave Him. May God bless His Word. Until next time.